Cardi B claps back at haters who say she doesn't deserve to be our Woman of the Year. Naya Rivera's family files a death lawsuit, and we've got the latest update on Jeremiah, who's in intensive care battling COVID-19. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, November 19th.
This is your girl, Cardi B, and yes, I am a Woman of the Year. And for you crybabies like, but she only got one song. Yeah, I got that song.
First up, as she should, Cardi B is clapping back at haters who say she doesn't deserve to be Billboard's Woman of the Year.
The one that have a song that's about to be 6-time platinum in 3 months. The one that had your grandma popping her on TikTok. Yeah, that one.
WAP, of course, shattered multiple streaming records, became a viral dance on TikTok, and earned Cardi her fourth number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet and. And Cardi B's political activism is another reason why Billboard is presenting her with the prestigious honor, which Cardi also launched into during her rant.
I've been informing y'all about district, midterm elections, using my money, my own money, to meet up with these candidates like Bernie, flying out, tired after shows. Yeah, that's me. Nobody said it
was easy. Next up, in the wake of Naya Rivera's July passing, the Glee actress's ex-husband and estate are suing for wrongful death. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
In a lawsuit filed on November 17th on behalf of Naya's now 5-year-old son, Josie Hollis Dorsey, they say Naya's death was preventable. According to the complaint, they claim Ventura County, United Water Conservation District, and Parks Management Company are responsible because the boat Naya rented lacked adequate safety equipment, like flotation devices, a ladder, rope, or anchor. Plus, there were no warning signs about the dangers of the water or previous deaths on the lake. Per their lawyer, the lawsuit also aims to hold the defendants accountable for causing Naya's son Josie, who witnessed her drowning, to suffer serious emotional distress.
And finally, we've got the latest update on Jeremiah, who is currently in intensive care battling a severe case of COVID-19. Here's Jordan again with the details.
Just days after it was revealed the birthday sex singer was hospitalized in Chicago, a spokesperson for Jeremiah's family tells CNN it was necessary for him to be put on a ventilator because the deadly novel coronavirus has viciously attacked his body. They continued, he's not out of the woods yet, but progress is being made, adding they are praying that he starts breathing on his own soon and makes a full recovery.
For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs. We'll be right back.